Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
For the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer, working over some of the news this week from the world of family farms. You hear stats all the time, 96% of the farms in America are still owned by families. That's true, but there's a difference between some of the huge contracts that some of the big landowners have with some of the big agribusinesses and the things like I do. I was at an auction this past weekend in New York. I go to auctions a lot, and this time of year they're every weekend somewhere here and there. So I'll try to be either divesting myself of equipment that I don't need or buying things that I do need. And I came across a fella who was in the same sort of business I am, raising Jersey heifers, Jersey replacement heifers, and going back into milking. He is the son of a farmer, actually a grandson of a farmer, started milking cows in this community in New York 100 years ago, and they stopped milking 7 years ago, but he wants to go back into it, so he's going to do it with A2 milk. He says most people don't understand what A2 milk is. He and I do, obviously, and I'm happy to tell the story. Most farmers do as well, but people, as they become more aware or more sophisticated about their choices, say, because they've heard it from somebody else, that the A2 milk is better than the A1 milk. And that's true. It is. Brown cows are A2 and black cows are A1. And the volume from A1 cows is bigger, but the quality is better from A2 cows. Anyway, having said that, I'm looking around at the prospects. Some of the news as we've survived daylight savings time, right? And St. Patrick's Day weekend. So we may be in a festive mood, but there still is reality to deal with here with regard to information that's coming from sources like the Kiplinger newsletter. This is a forecast letter that I look at a couple of times a year. It comes out every week, but it doesn't have the same focus that I want to have in terms of the news for farmers in the farming community, the smaller family farmers. The headline in the Kiplinger letter in the first page that came out last week was a focus on economics, the forecasts for growth among the farming community. Headline reads, "Farmers have another tough year ahead. Farm income expected to decline. Second consecutive year." 2022 was a good year for farming, individual family farms, that sort of thing. At least Kiplinger is predicting farm income will fall by about $40 billion. That's about 25% in nominal dollars of what it is that we are able to garner from our work. Lower cash receipts for crops and livestock. Commodity prices are going down. They did go up in the middle of the pandemic for obvious reasons. Government payments to farmers also be lower for the third consecutive year. How many of you depend or at least have some connection to the government? I choose not to for the most part, but many of you do. So the fact that they're going to cut the assistance, probably not good news for a lot of you. Production expenses go up, again, according to Kiplinger and their research, 4% or $16 billion. More to raise crops and animals. So look at it from the point of view of inflation. That's how Kiplinger analyzes it. Interest expense is high. Inflation is easing. But look at things like fertilizer. That's one of the things that Kiplinger looks at here. the costs have fallen down somewhat, but remember how much they went up? My God, fuel and oil prices up 7%. Who can absorb that? And then there, you know, are other things, the prices, the expenses, the benchmarks, the corn, for example, holding at about $4 a bushel. And that seems to be, well, it was a favorable price at one time for farmers, but not necessarily now. Stockpiles are pretty high. Demand hasn't been enough to absorb all of it. Livestock farmers are cutting the size of their herds. That's one of the reasons that, at least in my neck of the woods, the cost, or that's not the right way, the phraseology is the price that beef on the hoof is bringing is higher than it has been for a number of years. Thus, dairy guys are cutting their herds and selling, because it's more profitable to sell the meat than it is to sell the milk. And that's just a reality of what, again, government influence. Government help is one thing. Government influence is another. And government interference is still a third thing when you look at this cog. And that's what's hurt the dairy industry as much as anything else. Plus, these phony baloney, the almond and the soy and the whatever other nuts there are out there, coconuts, they try to convince you that this is milk and it's not. And but they've cut into the value of dairy for any number of reasons. One of the problems that we have, according to Kiplinger, is the supply of beef from Brazil in particular, and that's driving U.S. exports down. The price that we are getting here is down. So the trade deficit will be about $30 billion as the foreign competition comes in and affects and hurts agricultural agricultural reality. And the price of equipment is crazy, and that's why ag equipment dealers say this is going to be a flat year for them. Part of it is of their own doing. If you're selling used equipment, I can speak to this fact. Prices are up. They were down last year. First part of the year last year for used equipment was good. Then it went down as money got tight, especially in the dairy industry, depending on the part of the country that you're in. And now prices are kind of back up again. But think about this. Kiplinger says that prices in the supermarket are 25% higher than they were in January, February, and March of 2020. Wow. There's something to think about. I'll report on that on our foodfarmandfamily.com. We have a blog. We have a download podcast every day in which we focus. This is from the Good Day program that I do, the Good Day Show, Monday through Friday. One of the latest foodfarmandfamily.com episodes is a focus on a company impacted by recalls, cheeses, and how Costco is restricting their food court. That sort of thing is part of what we put out every day for the consumer to understand what's going on, what influences the markets. All right, continuing in a matter of moment, I want to talk about the political realities in the news. There's lots of discussion of political realities, so we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Right now, let me help you lose some weight. This is a constant theme of this program. One of the sponsors of my shows over the years has been Calitrin. They've led me to help, I think, a lot of people just in giving them the information about a product that gets results and results that last. It's a psychological thing as well as an economic thing as well as a reality thing. And with Calitrin, you can eat what you want. You don't have to cut your carbs. It fits pretty much everybody's lifestyle. It won't take long for you to use the product and see it help you. But it isn't something, it's not overnight by any stretch of the imagination. The people who are at Calitrin that you can use as perhaps a consultant for, you have your questions about how this works, so they'll answer them for you. So do yourself a favor. Go to toploss.com. When you do check out, use the discount code Doug for free shipping and the Daylight Savings Special. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with our frequent visitor, Elizabeth Miller. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products.
You can call us if you want to customize packages. We've always got that available. If you want to move some different products around, we can do custom packages by phone. Our number is toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Everybody here is really great in knowing our products and getting you a custom pack that is not only affordable, that's going to work for you. And then we've also extended the big sale on our website, too. So that's at toploss.com.
It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com. Back again with a focus this time on the political realities and talking about what Kiplinger had to say with regard to farming realities this year. Here's Mitch McConnell, who says we pretty much own rural and small town America, bragging about the Republicans and their control. And he was pretty much right. When you look at some of the data from the Pew Research Center, which is the most, I think, the most reliable research outfit in the country, 59% of rural Americans voted for Republican House candidates last time around. 65% voted for Trump. The last time around, 69% generally across the board for Republicans. The Trump thing was 2020, so the last time there was a congressional election, 2022, 69% of people who live in small-town America voted for the Republicans. Is it going to stay that way? Well, the Republicans say it will. I know a lot of people who live in rural America that don't like the system. They don't like the fact that their vote doesn't count because of the Electoral College. You know, there's this back and forth, kind of mirroring the discussion that is taking place around the country in general circles, not just the ag circle. I was in New York. I was mentioning that a few minutes ago over the weekend, and Farmer and I were talking about the abandoned land and the taxes that New York has established on land, and this, all it does is drive people out of the state. That's political. The Democrats are worse at this. They'll try to tell you that they're better at it, but they both suck, if I can put not too fine a point on it. And that's the flip side of all of this. Republicans have largely abandoned rural areas, and so have the Democrats. And so they talk a good game, but what's good for you in all of this? There's a new book out called White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy. These people say they don't like politics, they don't like politicians, but, you know, they're going to vote still. I think the most striking thing about rural America, whites are in the Republican Party, and blacks, kind of like it is elsewhere, are voting Democratic. But this is a story that isn't over, but I think it's interesting to see how it is as all the jargon begins as we get into the heat of the political season. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Into our mode here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer Program. I want to introduce you to Leslie Sykes, who is somebody that is involved in something. She's the founder and CEO of Primary Beans, which is kind of a new direct-to-consumer online dried bean company. I don't think we've ever had somebody who raises beans on this program. So, Leslie Sykes, welcome. Are you a family farm kid? Would you grow up on a farm?
I did not grow up on a farm. I actually grew up in the wholesale fresh produce business, so much more around distribution, logistics, warehousing, et cetera. So, yeah, that's kind of my background.
All right. So what brought you around to your in essence, a farmer, your direct-to-consumer bean company? You buy the beans from producers, or do you grow them, or a little of both?
We partner with farms across North America, in Mexico, in the U.S., and we market their beans. And our whole goal is to really focus on hard-to-find varieties and varieties that are doing interesting for soil health and that have certain nutritional benefits, and then source them directly and offer them to the home cook through a direct-to-consumer model.
What in the world ever gave you the idea? What possessed you to figure out and do this? What in the world? What need did you see?
Yeah, I know. It's a very niche focus.
Yeah, sure is.
Well, you know, I view beans through my, you know, world travels and studying agriculture, food, and the environment. I did a master's degree at Tufts University. I really started viewing beans as the perfect food from a nutritional perspective, a planetary perspective, and a culinary perspective.
There's no denying, at least from the research I've done, Leslie, that beans are extraordinarily good for you. Now, is this across the board, all kinds of beans? Or do we have specific beans that are more nutritional than others?
Of course, beans are jam-packed with tons of nutrients and contain lots of protein. I mean, you mentioned not eating meat and relying on them as a protein source and vitamins and minerals. And then there are nuances within beans, and there's some really interesting research going out to focus on things like iron bioavailability, particularly in yellow beans. And so our goal is to really highlight some interesting work that breeders are doing, too, around nutrition.
In terms of the family farmer, people growing corn and beans. Are these the kind of beans? I'm going to ask you this because there are people that listen to this program who are not farmers. So can you explain the difference between the various types of beans, how they're grown, where they're grown?
Absolutely, yeah. So we're working with farms across North America, as I mentioned, and different areas in the States and Mexico are kind of really good growing regions for certain types of beans. So, for example, we work with a farm who grows chickpeas organically in Montana, and then common beans, which are kind of the other beans that most people are familiar with, are really grown a lot of different places and have immense benefits, of course, for soil health and, you know, for use in crop rotations. And so our goal there is to really work with farms who are have the kind of the setup to grow some interesting varieties, maybe not at the scale that the traditional commodity supply chain would warrant.
But we don't want that, right? Don't we?
Right,
isn't
exactly.
It better? I mean, I don't want that. I'd rather see somebody maybe 100 acres of these things. And I guess I would think about the regional aspect. Did you grow up in a culture where lots of beans were served? It was a primary part of the food chain for you?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. I grew up on a border town in Arizona, and like any border town kids, I mean, northern Mexican food was a huge part of my upbringing. So my sister, who's also a co-founder, and I grew up in an area where we ate beans regularly. I mean, I think a bean burrito in a really high quality flour tortilla was my absolute favorite kid food. And, you know, you just kind of think about that and starting early and how now beans are, you know, a big part of how I eat.
All right. Let's talk about some of the ways that we, just for fun, have some cooking instruction as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Nathan Wade will not be part of the prosecution in the Donald Trump election interference case in Georgia. He submitted his resignation following the judge's ruling Friday that Fulton County DA Fawny Willis could remain on the case if Special Prosecutor Wade was removed. President Biden visited Capitol Hill Friday, where he greeted the Irish Prime Minister at the White House and addressed the Friends of Ireland luncheon hosted by Speaker Mike Johnson.
And, you know, the friendship goes back centuries, but today is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, T-shirt. in every 100 years of Ireland and the United States.
Mike Pence is not endorsing former President Trump. The former VP said Trump does not promote the same conservative values they pushed during their 4 years together. Dave Collins, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Optimistic look into and this is another example of great creativity. You can make a business out of most anything. Who would have thought you can make this kind of business out of beans? PrimaryBeans.com is Leslie Sykes' website. You can see how she's helping people grow and cook. So you have various things here. The people who come. You have more people, I would bet, learning how to cook the beans than buying them from you, or is that not true?
If you look at the data, we see a lot of people that end up on our cooking guide because we kind of break it down step by step. And like I said, cooking beans, is people have opinions about how to cook them. And, this idea that you have to add salt at a certain time is really simply not true. And there's a lot of cooking authorities coming out saying, you don't actually have to pre-soak your beans if you have a relatively fresh source of beans too. And so it causes people to just be intimidated by beans, and it's not really intimidating. You know, you can kind of choose what you'd like to do in terms of cooking them.
I like Boston baked beans. I don't even know where they're grown. I like lentil beans. I fiddle around with some other sorts of beans because they're pretty. I'm alone. Live alone, and I want to cook fast, eat fast, and get on to the next thing. So this, for me, is a practical way of looking at nutrition. I'm sure that that's anathema to some people who want to take the long road here and try to convince you that you can cook all sorts of amazing things. Well, I think what I'm doing by telling you the story is demonstrating the ease in which you can cook beans, and then you can use them for all kinds of things. You want to, you know, mix it up, then you can. I just am a straight bean eater. Maybe that's boring, but that's what I am.
Yeah.
Well, the nutrition, and I don't even know, I mean, I don't pay much attention. Sometimes they'll put ketchup in the beans as I'm cooking them. I don't know if that's is that something that's good for all beans, or is that just certain kinds of beans?
Well, I think when you look at kind of the tradition around baked beans, ketchup is definitely a, you know, a kind of a typical ingredient that you would see in them. But I think, you know, it would... The great thing about beans is that they're interchangeable, but they do offer unique flavors and textures too. So, you know, you could take one of our beans from Mexico that are pretty niche, like ayocote morado, and experience with, you know, experiment with baked beans and add ketchup there and see what it does.
Do you have a sort of a system where you prepare beans? People can buy them already to cook, because there's some work. What's the best way to get the best value out of the, I'm not talking about money, but I suppose we could ask that question, the value nutritionally out of beans. What beans are the most nutritional?
Oh, I mean, I couldn't choose anyone. They're all very nutritious. And like I said, there are some nuances between the varieties in terms of certain minerals and things like that, and even fiber content. But, you know, I would think of beans as extremely high in fiber, extremely high in protein, and extremely high in nutrients.
Mm-hmm. And given that, how hard are they to grow? How do people, when they come in, let's say I'm a family farmer and I want to try growing some beans, do I have to be in a certain part of the country for a certain type of bean? I got 10 acres. What do I plant on 10, 20, 30 acres of ground if I'm a farmer?
Mm-hmm.
To start.
Well, the common bean can really be grown a lot of places, and that's what's great about it. There are certain areas that are really trying to build up production for soil health benefits and to bring those in as a crop rotation. I think the biggest thing for me when finding farm partners to work with is, you know, if you think about the kind of the typical supply chain and the infrastructure in place, it's all really built around volume. And so as a new company, you know, trying to kind of test out new varieties and collaborate with bean breeders, that was really the bottleneck, was the farming and cleaning equipment and finding people that, you know, kind of had the setup to help support this supply chain that we were trying to build.
So is a chickpea a bean?
It is. Yes, it is a bean.
Really?
If you look at the pod, it looks quite different because it wraps around a single chickpea. But, yes, it is a bean. And we source our chickpeas from Montana.
Is a pea a bean? A regular pea?
A pea is a legume.
All right. So not, well, isn't a bean a legume?
Correct.
So members of the same family, sort of?
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they all offer those nitrogen fixation benefits.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things about growing green. I like to throw, nitrogen is probably the most important element many elements are important, but in the soil, what we have done with the commercial farming, the huge agribusinesses are leaching all of the nitrogen out of the soil. So that's why they have to sort of supplement with it. And there are plants like this. Barley is another one, buckwheat, that are fabulous in terms of what they add, even oats. And you know, that sort of thing, when plowed into the ground, help the value, the nutritional value of the soil. Isn't that true?
Absolutely, yeah. When you look at, you know, healthy crop rotations, there's so many benefits, not only to boosting soil, but creating a diverse landscape for animals and insects, you know, improving disease resistance, and even increasing productivity.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then the $64 question here is, where do you get your seeds? Because we know that Monsanto and ChemChina and ADM, there are four or five companies that want to control all the seeds, not only in our country, but all around the world. So how do you protect the authenticity of the beans that you get for people to grow, because those companies are not going to be authentic or worried about anything except themselves? So how do you get the farmers to procure the best beans without having to go through some of these huge companies?
That is a great question, and that turned out to be our biggest challenge and bottleneck as we were getting started. So our initial offerings are all kind of based on what I could find in the way of seed. And that actually led me to collaborate with the bean breeding community and kind of build that out, who then in turn connected me with other farms that they kind of knew in their networks. But yeah, so seed, so when you think about beans, the term heirloom is pretty popular to describe a certain bean, you know, kind of class. And so heirlooms could be, you know, where a farm actually saves these seeds from year to year. So that's definitely one scenario.
That wouldn't work if you were buying seeds from Monsanto. They'd sue you if you did that.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let's we've got more to cover. I want to get into this a little bit more if we can. Leslie Sykes is here from Primary Beans. You'll find her and the info we're talking about outlined wonderfully well at primarybeans.com. Elizabeth Miller is here. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works. And because we are in the President's time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month, the folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage? There are other products. Calitrin is the one we know the best because it works in a fabulous way, helps millions of people, literally millions of people around the country and around the world. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
This is so exciting because it does contain other products in it. So Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. Back to, I'm going to call you a plant scientist because it sounds to me like you are. Leslie Sykes with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Okay, so we're down to the nitty-gritty of where you get the seeds. The people who are trying to control the seed industry in the entire world have sued lots of farmers, lots of folks for doing what we were just talking about. That is what we would do naturally. I certainly have done it over the years. Take seeds from the plants that you've grown this year and plant them next year. So how's that working out for you in terms of finding varieties? Can you create new varieties? Are you helping people to do that?
Absolutely. And farms have played a very important role in creating new varieties and doing their own breeding work. When we think about breeding, we think about, you know, more scientists kind of performing this work in field trials. But but yeah, we're working with a fabulous farm in Southern California who has been saving seeds for years, have traveled around the world and really created some of his own varieties through crossing and selecting as well.
Mm-hmm. And so, I'm sure Monsanto is looking around trying to buy them out or push them out. Where else do you have on your website, primarybeans.com, a place, a resource or resources as to where to get these heirloom seeds that you're talking about?
I would ask people to contact me directly. We don't yet have resources on that specifically, but the great thing about beans is each bean is a seed as well. So
yes,
you could potentially buy our beans and then plant them and have your own crop.
Can you go to the store and buy beans and plant them? Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. I mean,
right.
We're talking about beans to eat. Can you just plant them?
Theoretically, yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at, I'm looking at a picture of what looks like a bean pizza. Is that, what am I looking at here? This is very, and then there's beans, there's an interesting bean with, I could see mashed potatoes. See, I like to mix my foods together. I'd love to see some of these bean tartine I see here, chickpeas and stuff. Mix that with a good mashed potato or baked potato. It looks yummy. I'm getting
awesome,
hungry looking at it. Yeah. Right. Your sister, you said, created these recipes. Is that true?
My sister, yes, she did help create the recipes, and she's our creative director. So she's a designer and kind of helps with the overall aesthetics.
You have pictures also of what I refer to as Brazilian corn. That is, it's actually cow corn, silage corn that has turned different colors. How does that equate in the bean business?
It doesn't really. When you think about corn and beans, though, in the traditional kind of intercropping system that some small-scale farms in Mexico and all over the world rely on, beans and corn really are really grown symbiotically together. Mm-hmm. And so I think our goal there was just to highlight kind of that production system and the fact that anyone can play a role in breeding.
Can people go, we only have a minute or so left, if we go to primarybeans.com, can we actually order some of the seeds that we're talking about, or you just tell people where to go, and delivering product, is that what you do in part or not?
Right. Yeah, we're not really in the seed sale business, but we're marketing beans that home cooks can then use and cook with. But like mm-hmm. I said, theoretically, you could plant our beans and they'd be seed. And if anyone wants to email me directly, I'm happy to kind of explore seeds with them. You can email us at hello@primarybeans.com.
Or Leslie@primarybeans.com.
That's
Leslie.
Right.
Good to have you here. This sounds like it's fun. I like to have people hear stories from people who've done different things. There's a whole write-up on Leslie in one of the farm magazines. I forget where I saw this, frankly. I think it was Modern Farmer. Yeah, Modern Farmer. So check that out as well. Leslie, continued success. You and your sister, great idea. Very unique, very novel. PrimaryBeans.com is their website. Doug Steffen here on this week's American Family Farmer Show. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day meltdown. What's the scoop here, Elizabeth?
Calitrin works to rebuild lean muscle tissue. It's revving up your metabolism all over. It's also repairing joint pain. It's also helping with sleep and energy levels, all around just working to rev up your metabolism. And then it's got another product in there called Belly Blast.
By the way, this meltdown package is available now. Normal price is close to $400. You can buy it right now at $225 by going to toploss.com. If you want to be just like me when you grow up, you'll take the Calitrin. I take the Detox, the Belly Blaster. Yeah, that's good. So help yourself to savings. Go to toploss.com. And when you're there, you might find one of the counselors. It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, 53 past the hour. We've had good conversation. I've been talking about the fact that we've moved into almost spring. We're getting there. I was looking at this time of year, there are a lot of farm shows taking place. You know, like in the fall, we have all of the various county fairs and statewide fairs and the expositions and all that stuff. I was thinking about eastern states. But this time of year, many of the states have their own farm show so that the manufacturers can highlight their product and there can be a discussion of issues and how you're handling the issues. One of the things that I've noticed in looking at the surveys that are done at these farm shows, if you will, the booths at the farm shows, people were asked for their top priorities for this year. The answers ran the gamut from surviving to looking for ways to diversify their farm. I've seen that happen a whole lot here in the Northeast. Number one goal, improved profitability. That doesn't take any heavy lifting. The folks who are going to these shows have a sense that if they survive, they're being successful. What a terrible way to approach something. Think about this for a second. So what's going on? Pew Research has asked a lot of people to describe farmers, to describe in one sentence their personal or their farm goals. So here's the one lady who's in New York State. So the goal for the year was to survive the price of corn. Here's a guy from Pennsylvania who says he wants to finally start a real family farm. That's what his goal is. Here's another fellow named Donald who said he's not a big fan of solar power. His goal, however, is to preserve the acres from being ruined by solar farms that are all around him where he is. I'm doing some solar on my farm. It's not going to ruin the farm. I'm going to use about 3 or 4 acres, but it's a way of having an income that is higher than what we would get from using that particular land for grazing cattle. Let's see here. This lady named Heaven Barnes says that she's researching opening a farm store to diversify her farm. Here's a fellow that wants to beat the system. I don't know what that, how does he, what's he going to do that? Here's a transition discussion by Earl Moyer, who says he wrote on his form he wanted to watch his grandchildren take over the farm. There are a number of answers like that, this transitioning to the younger generations of farmers. So there's one guy who's got a farm 7 generations, so that thread picked up. Then there's, let's see here, a lady named Ashley Youngers who has several goals for her farm this year. A profitable farm would be good, happy employees would be good, and good people using our products would be good. That's a thoughtful answer. That's cool. Here's somebody who needs some help. He wants to find somebody who isn't afraid to work. Hello. Here's a lady from Massachusetts who has 2 goals, better pasture management and to stop overgrazing. That's a problem that all of us have. I have 96 acres of pasture on my farm, and I don't do as good a job as I would like to because there's a lot of invasive species that are coming onto the land that I'm trying to find ways to get rid of. This guy says he's hoping, the fellow from Brooklyn, Connecticut, the ability to farm with smaller government and less interference. Yeah, man. We're all for that. And there are a few. Here's a guy from Pennsylvania who's just moving out of farming. Here's a guy, Scottsdale, Arizona, who wants to be happy. I think life as a farmer is, I'm very happy. I don't, you know, it's not great profitability. It's not good for making money, but it's a great way to, for me, to be grounded, frankly. Here's a lady who's starting a farm, wants to communicate effectively with her customers. There's a guy that wants to, from Ohio, he just wants to stay alive. Here's a guy from Canada who wrote they want their farms to stay afloat. A lot of that, the satisfaction of farming. I want to expand my farm. Here's a guy from Indiana. Here's a guy from Sydney, Australia. As one word, he wants his family to enjoy being on the farm. So a lot of people talk about expanding, but I thought you'd appreciate, and I certainly did, reading some of these comments. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer, 59 past the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.